Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Just a reminder, tonight at 5:30, we've got our podcast with Nathan Cleary dropping an unreal chat with the Premiership winning captain and Clive Churchill medalist from only 6 or 8 weeks ago. So pretty unreal interview there. He also names his dream team. So really looking forward to bringing you that. 5:30 tonight, stay tuned for that one. Now over the last few days, there's been a heap of updates, a heap doing in Rugby League as per usual. Brandon Smith saga, this has sort of dominated the last few days. We have our thoughts on that the other day. We won't dive too deeply into that. There has been an update on that situation, which we'll talk about briefly, but so many updates to go into, a heap of signings, a heap of re-signings. We'll kick off with Blake Brayley. This is one that I think is really interesting. Now, he has signed on with the Cronulla Sharks for a further 4 years. Now, they've obviously got Cam McInnes arriving at the club. For me, for them to sign Blake Brayley for this long, this indicates to me that they see Cam McInnes as a lock forward, which is no shock to me. This is where I would be playing Cam McInnes. I think the game is far more suited to Blake Brayley as a hooker than it is to Cam McInnes as a hooker. I'll be very interested to see how he goes, Cam McInnes, at lock. I think in defence there will be no worries whatsoever. He's probably one of, if not the best defender in rugby league, so that won't be an issue. It'll be a huge win for Cronulla to have him there, but the attacking side of things, I think it'll be very interesting because he's always sort of lacked that edge to his game, Cam McInnes, whether it's been at 9 or at 13. So a spot to watch, and this sort of summarises this Cronulla Sharks team for me at the moment, that defensively they're going to be unreal. Their attitude is going to be sensational. But attacking-wise, their structure as far as a halfback and a lock forward goes, there's a lot of question marks around this side. So interesting to see how they go moving forward. But Blake Brayley, I was talking to someone on Twitter, Fig Jam, I think his name was, and we were discussing, well, I was discussing, he reportedly was having a fight with me from what I gathered, that I sort of said Blake Brayley reminds me a little bit of Michael Leacher, not in the way that his career has unfolded, but the way that Leacher came into first grade and we'd seen him in under-20s, we'd seen him in reserve grade. He was a running nine. He was absolutely braining it down there. He looked like he was going to be an absolute super coach gun because of the way that he played. Came into first grade and we just never saw that Mick Leacher again. And for years upon years, I know myself, I felt guilty to it a heap of times, that we would constantly think this will be the year that we see the Leacher that we saw in reserve grade final. And I've got to tell you, for his first 3-odd season, I've kind of felt that way with Blake Brayley. He's been really solid, but I've been waiting to see this guy that I saw in reserve grade, this guy that I saw come through the juniors, really explode into this running nine, because the game is more suited to him right now than I think it ever has been, and we haven't quite seen it so far. So it'll be really interesting to see how it unfolds with him over the next few years. Yes, he's got a really good forward pack now. They've built a really good pack, but I've got to tell you, the whole time he's been at Cronulla, I think they've had a really good pack as well. So hopefully we get to see the very best out of Blake Brayley. I mean, when Jaden left the Sharks, I sort of thought, good decision here. Let him go. I think Blake's the better one. I think he's the more explosive one. I think he's the more creative hooker. Jaden's got up to Newcastle and he's absolutely brained it. For me, he's the more creative hooker at the moment. And I thought he was the most meat and potatoes hooker in the game 18 months ago. So hopefully Blake Brayley, he can make a similar jump in his career over the next few seasons. He's definitely in a good team to be able to do it. And I think for the NRL, for the Sharks, for everyone's Supercoach teams, if Blake Brayley starts to play the footy that we've seen him play in reserve grade, it could be anything moving forward. This guy, with the ability we saw a couple of years ago, he should be a 65 plus point hooker in Supercoach. We haven't seen him really get close to that. I've seen him score a try and score 65, which has been incredibly disappointing. So hopefully we see him develop into the nine he should be over the next few years. Nonetheless, a good signing by the Cronulla Sharks. Another one that popped up, Jesse Arthurs from the Brisbane Broncos. He has been loaned to the New Zealand Warriors for season 2022. Obviously the Warriors, they got a heap of young guns there that are very solid. They've lost Peter Hicko. I think they'll let go of one or two others as well in the outside backs. So to get Jesse Arthurs, I think that's a really good little signing. I like Arthurs. I think he's pretty underrated, but in saying that, over the last year, he definitely hasn't performed to the standard I thought that he would perform to. So I definitely thought 18 months ago this guy was going to be a really good player. He rolls his sleeves up, he comes in and he does the tough stuff, and he has got a bit of X factor to him. Good looking rooster too, Jesse Arthurs. So fingers crossed the Warriors can get the very best out of him. Interesting, it's a loan deal just for the year. Obviously if you're the Brisbane Broncos, you're probably looking at your squad now going, we've got so many guys to choose from here. They've now got Branko Lee, they've now got Jordan Piera, they get Katoni Staggs back. There is so much depth in this team, it's not even funny. So I think it's good for the Warriors to be able to get this guy. They're obviously going to be based not in New Zealand for the first half of the season, I believe it is. So when you have injuries and whatnot, your options can be limited. I think getting Jesse Arthurs is a good shout. I haven't seen how this deal actually pans out, but I would assume that if the Broncos were to find themselves in a bit of curry, they needed a center or a winger, they would be able to grab Arthurs back. So I like the move. I think he's more likely to play first grade at the Warriors than he is at the Broncos next year. An interesting one here with the Cowboys. Robert Louis. You remember Robert Louis previously played for the Cowboys, previously was with the West Tigers. Very talented halfback. Went over to England. He's been playing over there for a number of years. He's signed with the Cowboys feeder club, and he could be promoted into their top 30 ahead of season 2022. Now, Robert Louis, I do like him. I haven't seen him play in a couple of years, to be honest with you, but I always thought for the first half of his career, he was very impressive. I remember watching him play a Toyota Cup Grand Final one year, I think it was, for the Tigers. Thought he was very, very impressive there. He's been in England the last few years. As I said, I haven't seen much of him, but even bringing him back, I'm looking around that squad going Townsend, Dearden, Robert Louis. I don't know who's the best option, and I honestly don't know who the worst option is. This team, they could go one of so many ways. I think they're the biggest swing team heading into next season, the most unpredictable team heading into next season. And as I said, I don't know who they're best with. I don't know who they're worst with. I'm expecting all three of these guys. If Robert Louis gets into the top 30, I'm expecting all three of them to wear seven at some point. And that's if they don't end up using Hampton, Drinkwater. I think that it's going to be a messy season for the Cowboys. It's not looking great to me. Sammy Verrill. Now, this is the interesting one. Obviously, Brandon Smith, the news has come that he will be joining the Sydney Roosters. We haven't had that officially confirmed, but if you're able to read and you've got vision, you can see what's on the wall. Brandon Smith, he will be at the Roosters 2023 onwards, potentially 2022, but I highly doubt it. The Melbourne Storm essentially came out and said today that as disappointed as they are with some of his comments, he will be staying there. They've accepted his apology. I think the Melbourne Storm are well aware that they've got a team that can win a premiership next year. They are more likely to do it if Brandon Smith is in this team. So 2023, it looks like he will join the Sydney Roosters, which leaves Sam Verrill sort of without a spot. The music stopped and Sam Verrill, he doesn't have a seat to sit on. So what is going to happen to him? We're hearing that he could go to the Eels to replace Reid Marnie. Now, he's leaving at the end of season 2022, so it would actually be perfect that Brandon Smith comes in to play nine at the Roosters season 2023. Sammy Verrill, who has been highly touted for a very long time. I know Matt Johns holds Sam Verrill in the very highest regard. You got to remember, only 2 years ago, this guy was the first try scorer in the 2019 Grand Final. I don't think he's played his absolute best footy since then. He has been injured on a number of occasions, though. I think he's got plenty more to offer. So I think this would be a good little replacement for Reid Marnie. Would I rather Reid? 100%, but I think they could do much worse. Still on the Roosters, Joey Manu has re-signed until the end of 2024. Another guy that potentially could have been made a marquee guy for the Dolphins up there. They've missed out on him. A lot of people have asked me, if Joey Manu was to be in a different team, would he be fullback? I think there'd be a couple of teams that Joey Manu would be the first choice fullback in. I don't think he's ever going to be the first choice fullback at the Sydney Roosters, realistically. He will play right center, but I think that they will just give him a little bit more of a license to go and play footy. If I'm going up against the Roosters, the last thing I want is Joey Manu floating around playing eyes up footy and just given a license to do whatever the hell he wants. If I can trap him down that right-hand side corridor of the field, I'm absolutely stoked. So I have no doubt that Trent Robinson.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He'll spend the next few years getting the absolute best out of Joey Manu, and I think he'll be using him in some unorthodox ways. And thankfully, the modern game, it sort of leans itself to being able to use centers like Joey Manu in that fashion. So very exciting. Obviously, I think it was Sunday afternoon, Isaac was sitting with Joey Manu and Brandon Smith having lunch. I would say they were both cheersing new contracts that they've signed. But we will see if the Brandon Smith one becomes official later this week. You never know, the Roosters might push back on all the publicity and everything that's happened here. It's going to be an interesting few months and another year until he arrives there, if he does. Christian Welsh, the Melbourne Storm prop, has officially re-signed with the club until the end of the 2025 season. So a three-year re-signing there. Huge for the Melbourne Storm. I think the White Rhino is one of the top five front rowers in our game. There's obviously guys that have bigger upside as far as, you know, speed, acceleration, tackle break, offloads, but Christian Welsh, he is just reliable as all hell. He is such a Melbourne Storm front rower, it's not even funny. You would think if you put him in a skill tester, you put his stats up on paper against other front rowers in this game, and you wouldn't assume that he would be this valuable. But for me, I think he has to be in the Australian side. He'd be one of the few guys that I would pick out of the Queensland Origin team in my Kangaroos team. So Christian Welsh, a great re-signing there for the Melbourne Storm. Obviously losing the Cheese, but to keep a guy like Christian Welsh there, unreal. I think he's a real leader in our game as well, one of the true voices of the players moving forward. A guy that I wouldn't be shocked at all to see him captain the Melbourne Storm eventually. I think he'd be perfect moving forward. Another guy that I think could captain his club one day, which is the Brisbane Broncos, is Pat Carrigan. The Broncos forward has officially re-signed with the club until the end of 2024. I think a few people have gone off Pat Carrigan because they haven't seen him play in a little while. He obviously has had a couple of injuries over the last 18 months or so. I think he's coming back for an ACL for next season. So it's going to be a huge year for Paddy Carrigan making his return. For me, he's just got Origin written across his forehead. I think he's going to be a big part of this Queensland team moving forward. And I think he's going to be a huge part of the Broncos for the foreseeable future as well. Last bit of news, the Indigenous game will be played at Combank Stadium, which is, of course, formerly Bank West Stadium. So it will be played in Sydney. So very exciting there. That'll be one game that I will hopefully find my way out to. I think that'd be sensational. I remember I went to the first ever game. That's when it was the Indigenous All-Stars versus the NRL All-Stars. Pretty wild evening. The first try they scored, Wendell Saylor, he took out the corner post and played it like a didgeridoo. Unreal scene. A moment I'll never forget. I was about 10 metres away from it. So especially from going there at a really young age, it's a game that has always been really special to me, despite not having any cultural links to it. So very excited to see it in Sydney. We've seen it mostly up at the Gold Coast, I think, nearly the entire time. So for it to come down to Sydney, very, very exciting. Good to see this game moving around, and I can't wait to watch that game. Obviously, so many superstars on both sides of the park. That'll be the first game of footy we see Brandon Smith play as well. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, if Latrell Mitchell will be allowed to play that game, he potentially won't be, I would assume, but maybe he will. I'm not sure how it works as far as suspensions in the NRL, if that counts as a rep game or whatever it is, but it'd be unreal to see Latrell if he was able to play in that. If I was the NRL, I would hopefully just let him play that one and just say, call it evens. We won't count it. I think that'd be great for rugby league. But exciting to see that game land in Sydney. Cannot wait for that one. Guys, remember 5:30 tonight, Nathan Cleary podcast drops the Prince of Penrith, coming off a Clive Churchill winning grand final performance only about 8 weeks ago. Very excited to have him on the podcast. A great chat. We talk James Maloney. We talk Ivan Cleary. We talk about the weight of expectation and the feeling of just absolute relief when that whistle went a couple of weeks ago. We also talk about the impact of Joey on his career, the impact of Freddie, the impact of Isaiah Yeo and Api Kurosawa. And I asked Nath, if there was a gun to your head, you had to pick one of them to play with for the rest of your career, which one would you pick? And credit to Nath, he didn't sit on the fence, he did answer the question. So a really interesting one for you guys to think about during the day today before you hear Nath's answer on the podcast, dropping at 5:30 tonight on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.